Yeah, we were really excited to get it done just because it seemed like they said they were close forever, and it just took a little longer than expected to get the language worked out and, you know, to get all the lawyer stuff that they needed to after they agreed on the terms, I guess.
Is that a helpless feeling almost for you, to kind of just that sitting and waiting aspect of it?
Yeah, it was tough because I never really knew exactly the situation of when I could come in, just because, you know, I was told, you know, a couple of hours before practice was going to start that they were, you know, it was 99% done, but I didn't realize the steps that I had to go through, how many times I had to send it back and forth to make sure that everyone on both sides is happy with it, and unfortunately I couldn't get here for practice last night, but I mean, it just took a little longer than expected, and finally got it done this morning. I don't know. I kept trying to call my agent and figure it out. And, you know, should I go up there? Should I wait outside? What should I do? And he just said, until it's signed, they won't let you do anything. And with my agent working with Andrew, it was kind of a unique situation. I was talking to Andrew about it because Andrew's been an agent, and then my agent's actually worked in the front office of a couple NFL teams, so they had a good situation, I guess. They said everything was positive the whole time. It took a while, and it was a long process, but I figured it out. You know, my new practice started at 6:30, around that time that I probably wouldn't be able to make it.
So you actually signed it then this morning?
Yeah, I just got it done this morning.
What did you do while they were practicing? Did you come over and watch it all? Or?
No, I didn't come over and watch. I don't know what the rules were exactly about that. I was just, it was a tough day at home, you know. I was at home. My parents are actually in town now. I worked out for a while at home, just try to keep myself busy and, you know, keep your mind off of it.
Been a pretty exciting week for you. You got married, then you signed your first NFL contract.
Yeah, that kind of got out, which is fine. We were happy. You know, we felt like it was the right thing to do at the time, and you know, we're still happy about it. We're still going to have our big celebration next March, but. It's good to get all that stuff in line, I think, before I can come in here and, you know, just play football now, and that's what I'm focused on.
Did it make for a pretty crazy week?
Yeah, a little bit. But now that the whole contract's out of the mix, it's just, you know, I get to do what I love doing.
When's the honeymoon?
Not till after, you know, in March, after our real ceremony, I guess. Or our next ceremony.
No bye week or
plan. No.
Wait for that bonus in March.
I guess that would help, but yeah, we already have our honeymoon scheduled for, you know, the middle of March next year.
Are you annoyed at all that got out? Were you trying to keep it yourself?
We were trying, yeah. Just because we didn't want people back in Ohio, where we're actually having our you know, the reception out, we didn't want people there to think that it was off or anything like that, and it was hard to contact everybody, so we were going to try to keep it quiet, but that didn't happen. But we obviously probably, you know, spent a day or two on the phone explaining to people and just letting them know, and they were happy for us.
I think a lot of more people do destination weddings in Green Bay now.
I don't know. It was nice. It was a nice little place, but we'll see what happens. I don't know. Yeah, I think it kind of opened my eyes to that, made you realize that, you know, people love the Packers here and anything that has to do with it. And I mean, that's not a bad thing. No, I think it's a good thing that people care and that they want to be a part of the Packers. I mean, it's a lot better to have this type of situation, I think, than somewhere where they don't care about the team and they don't care about the players. So it's, you know, you don't want your whole life to be public, but you also have to make, you know, understand that. That comes with the territory.
You had to miss some time in May and June because of school. Were you worried about missing time now? And maybe the second part of that would be just how excited are you now to get out there and get after it a little bit?
I'm real excited to be able to get out here and practice now, just because, like you said, with Ohio State's rules and, you know, with how we were on the quarter system, I did have to miss, you know, a decent amount of OTAs, but luckily I was here for most of the installs and got caught up on them. And the good thing is we're going back over them here in camp. So I wanted to make sure that I could get into camp on time and make sure that I was here for pretty much everything.
What are your expectations as you start your first camp?
I just want to come in and try to have an impact somehow, somewhere on the field, wherever that is. I don't know whether that could be, you know, playing well, playing special teams, whatever it is. I want to come out and just show the coaches and the team that I'm going to come out and play hard, just like I did in college, and that I just want to help the team however I can.
Speaking of the attention that you seem to get, what's been your situation since you've been here? How often do people recognize you? Have you been kind of lying low?
I don't get out too much when I'm here or anything, but the people have been very respectful and very appreciative. You know, everyone here, if someone does recognize me or something, they welcome me to Green Bay and say they're excited for the season and everything. So it hasn't been, too overwhelming with people or anything like that. They've been great so far. What's that? Excuse me? No, not really yet. We'll see what happens. I just showed up this morning, so I haven't been here too long.
You gonna make some big purchases or
no?
Conservative?
Yeah, I'll be conservative. I mean, whatever it is. Luckily, I have good parents that help me out with stuff like that, and good financial people that are gonna help me take care of it. And I don't have anything on my mind that I want to buy right now, so I'll be fine. I mean, of course it is. Anytime, you know, you go from in college getting whatever $900 a month for your scholarship check, then to something like this it's definitely. I mean, I don't know. I guess it hadn't really sank in. I haven't tried to think about it too much because all I was worried about was getting in here and practicing. Because I guess money's great, but you don't want to come out here and I want to make sure I come out and pick up the system. And I'm more worried about practice and, you know, our first preseason game and everything like that than I am about. You can't really think about anything else than football right now, especially missing practice last night. You know, you're more worried about that than anything else.